We have maximum magnification, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir.
Missile spread, Mr. Spock.
Very archaic type, Captain. Sublight speed.
Aye, and chemically fueled to boot, sir.
Anything on communication, Lieutenant O'Hara?
No, sir. All bands clear.
Course of the missile, Mr. Spock?
It would appear that the Enterprise is the target, Captain.
Fair phaser banks 1 and 2, Mr. Sulu.
Aye, sir.
Mr. Chekov, get a fix on the missile's point of origin.
Aye, Captain.
Phases 1 and 2 locked in and ready, sir. Fire phasers. Mr. Chekov, alter course to the missile's point of origin.
Aye, sir.
Warp factor 3, Mr. Sulu.
Warp factor 3, sir.
I am Nurse First, Dr. McCoy, and a member of the crew of the Enterprise Second.
You're excused. You may return to your quarters.
No, I'm sorry, Doctor. I have called the captain, and I'll wait until he comes.
What's the emergency?
I said you were excused, Nurse.
Please, Christine. I promise you I'll give the captain a full report.
That was quite a scene.
I've just completed the standard physical examinations for the entire crew.
Excellent. What's the emergency?
The crew is fit. I found nothing unusual, with one exception.
Serious?
Terminal.
What is it?
Xenopolycythemia. It has no cure.
Who?
He has 1 year to live at the most.
Who is it?
The ship's chief medical officer. I'll be most effective on the job in the time left if you'll keep this to yourself.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before. Log, stardate 5476.3. I have just had the sad duty of informing Starfleet about Dr. McCoy's condition and have requested an immediate replacement. Mr. Spock.
Yes, Captain.
Confirm Chekov's coordinates for the missile's point of origin.
Correct, Captain. We are approaching those coordinates.
And that object on the screen?
An asteroid, 200 miles in diameter.
Could the enemy vessel be hiding behind the asteroid?
Negative, Captain. We've had that area on scanners constantly.
Then the asteroid is the missile's point of origin.
Correct, Captain.
Full sensor probe, Mr. Spock.
Typical asteroid chemically, but it is not orbiting. It is pursuing an independent course through this solar system.
How could that be? Unless it's powered. A spaceship?
It is under power, Captain. And correcting for all gravitational stresses.
Source of power?
Atomic. Very archaic. Leaving a trail of debris and hard radiation.
Mr. Chekov, plot the course of the asteroid vessel.
Aye, sir.
Asteroid has an outer shell, which is hollow. It surrounds an independent inner core, which has a breathable atmosphere. Sensors read no life forms.
Then it must be on automatic controls.
And the passengers, or builders, are dead.
Course of asteroid, I mean spaceship, 241 Mark 17.
Interesting.
Yes.
The course Ensign Chekhov just gave for the asteroid would put it on a collision course with Darren 5.
Darren 5. Inhabited.
Correct. Population approximately 3,724,000,000, if memory serves me correctly. Estimated time of impact, 396 days.
Mr. Sulu, match Enterprise speed with that of the asteroid vessel. Mr. Spock and I are transporting aboard. Mr. Scott, you have the comm.
Aye, sir.
A lot can happen in a year. Please, give yourself every minute.
Dr. McCoy, Mr. Spock and I will handle this.
Without me, Jim, you'd never find your way back.
Well, I think it would be wiser if...
I'd like to go. I'm fine, Captain.
All right, Doctor. If that's what you want.
Of a planet. One fails to see the logic in making a ship look like a planet.
But no, this was a spaceship. Kirk Enterprise.
Enterprise. Scott here.
Transported without incident. Kirk out.
Opening.
You found no intelligent life forms, Mr. Spock, but surely...
The asteroid ship is over 10,000 years old, Doctor. Still no sign of life forms, Captain.
Of a sort. Weapons, communication devices. Let me go to my friend. You all right?
I think so.
I am Natira, the High Priestess of the people. Welcome to the world of Yonada.
I can't say I think much of your welcome.
Take them. you will kneel.
Call this the world. These people don't know they're on a spaceship.
They've been in flight 10,000 years.
Maybe they don't realize it.
O oracle of the people, most perfect and wise, strangers have come to our world. They bear instruments we do not understand.
Captain Kirk of the Starship Enterprise. This is my medical officer, Dr. McCoy. My first officer, Mr. Spock.
For what reason do you visit this world?
We come in friendship.
Then learn what it means to be our enemy before you learn what it means to be our friend.
Dr. McCoy. Bones.
The doctor must have received an excessively large electrical shock.
No, that's not it.
Nothing else could have caused this, Captain. At least, nothing that has happened here.
You're right, Spock. The shock is serious because of McCoy's weakened condition.
May I ask precisely what is troubling the doctor?
I don't think he would have told you himself. But I think you should know now. It's xenopolycythemia.
Yes. I know of it, Captain.
Then you know that nothing can be done. Well, how is it?
I'm all right. Are you all right, Mr. Spock?
Very well, Doctor. The captain and I seem to have suffered no ill effects.
Oh, that oracle really got to me. I must be especially susceptible to its magic spells.
Spock knows.
Well, we better get to the control room.
Are you in any condition to get up?
Don't worry, I can make it, Chap.
Captain, informing these people they are on a ship may be in violation of the prime directive of Starfleet Command.
Well, the people of Yonata may be changed by the knowledge, but it's better than exterminating them.
Logical, Captain.
And the 3 billion on Darren 5.
Also logical, Captain.
Gentlemen, I believe we have a visitor.
For strength, many of us have felt the power of our oracle. This has been a benefit.
Tastes like an ancient herb derivative.
You are not of Yonada.
No, we're from outside your world.
Where is outside?
Up there. Outside, up there, everywhere.
So they say also.
Oh.
Many years ago, I climbed the mountains, even though it is forbidden.
Why is it forbidden?
I am not sure. But things are not as they teach us. For the world is hollow, and I have touched the sky.
What is it, Walt? Something under the skin.
He's dead.
Well, the world is hollow, and I have touched the sky.
He said it was forbidden to climb the mountains.
Yes, of course it is. Because if you did, you'd touch the sky and find out that you were living on a big ball. Not a planet, but a spaceship. And that knowledge seems to be forbidden.
What happened?
We don't know. He just suddenly screamed in pain and died.
Fetch the guard. Forgive him, for he was an old man. And old men are sometimes foolish. But it is written that those of the people who sin or speak evil shall be punished. He served well for many years. Take him away gently. You do not seem well. It is distressing to me.
Oh, no, I'm quite all right, thank you.
It is the will of the Oracle that you now be treated as honored guests.
You seem to be the special favorite.
Indeed, Doctor. The young lady did show a marked preference for your company.
Well, now, nobody can blame her for that, can they?
Personally, I find the lady's taste questionable, but she obviously prefers you, and you obviously don't seem to mind. If you could arrange to be alone with the young lady, Spock and I would be left alone to find the power controls of this world.
It is time to refresh yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Spock. 2 hour good friends of Yonada.
We are very interested in your world.
That pleases us.
Good. Then you wouldn't mind if we looked around.
Not at all. The people know of you now. Are you well enough to go about?
Perhaps not.
Then why not remain here? Rest. We will talk.
You are very kind.
You are free to go about and meet our people.
Thank you. And thank you for taking care of Dr. McCoy.
Not at all. We shall make him well.
Spock?
Oh, thank you.
Leave us.
I'm curious. How did the Oracle punish the old man?
I cannot tell you now.
There is some way the Oracle knows what you say, isn't there?
What we say? What we think? The Oracle knows the minds and the hearts of all the people. I did not know you would be hurt so badly.
It's all right. I suppose we had to learn the power of the Oracle.
McCoy, there's something I must say. Since the moment I... It is not in the manner of the people to hide their feelings.
Oh, honesty is usually wise.
Is there a woman for you?
No, there isn't.
Does McCoy find me attractive?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
I hope you men of space, of other worlds, hold truth as dear as we do.
We do.
I wish you to stay here, on Yanarda, as my mate.
But we're strangers to each other.
But is not that the nature of men and women? That the pleasure is in the learning of each other?
Yes.
Let the thought rest in your heart, McCoy.
Incredible as it may seem, these people have no idea they're living on a spaceship.
I wonder how many generations have lived out their lives and been buried here without ever knowing that their world is hollow.
The people, in the fullness of time, will reach a new world. Rich, green, lovely to the eyes, and of a goodness that will fill the hearts of the people with tears of joy. You can share that world with me, rule it by my side.
How long will it take you to reach this new world?
Soon. The Oracle will only say soon.
Oh, if you only knew how I needed some kind of future, Natera.
You have lived a lonely life?
Yes. Very lonely.
No more, McCoy. There will be no more loneliness for you.
There's something I need to tell you.
There is nothing you need to say.
But there is.
Then tell me, if the telling is such a need.
I have an illness for which there is no cure. I have 1 year to live.
Until I saw you, there was nothing in my heart. It sustained my life. Nothing more. Now it sings. I could be happy to have that feeling for a day, a week, a month, a year. Whatever the creators hold in store for us.
Get in.
I believe that I can. The writing is definitely Fabrini, Captain. I recognize it.
Fabrini. Didn't the Fabrini sun go nova and destroy its planets?
Yes. Toward the end, the Fabrini people lived underground, as these people do, to protect themselves.
Some of them must have been put aboard this ship and sent to another planet. And these are their descendants. Now.
Mm.
Oracle doesn't seem to know we're here. I wonder what alerted it the first time.
Captain?
If I remember correctly, the Oracle's reprehensible conduct was initiated when Natira knelt on that platform.
I think you're right. Continue investigating. The clue to the location of the control room must be around here somewhere.
Nothing here which would indicate this is anything but a planet. There's no question but that the creators would be considered gods.
Is a representation of a star and its solar system.
Eight planets, Captain. That is the number in the Fabrina solar system.
And there's no doubt that these people are descendants of the Fabrini.
None. And no doubt that they've been in flight on this asteroid ship for 10,000 years.
Yes, Natira.
It is written that only the High Priestess of the people may select her mate.
It is so written.
The strangers among us, the three visitors, there is one called McCoy. I wish him to remain here as my mate.
Does he agree to this?
I have asked him. He has not yet given me his answer.
He must become one of the people, worship the creators, and agree to the insertion of the instrument of obedience.
He will be told what must be done.
If he agrees to all things, it is permitted. Teach him our laws carefully so he commits no sacrilege, no offense against the people, or the creators.
It will be done, O most wise. Strangers, Kirk and Spock.
McCoy is not with them?
No.
Kirk and Spock have committed sacrilege. You know what must be done.
I know. When the Oracle releases them, take them. Fools. You think we are children? You think you can do as you please, commit whatever offense amuses you?
Going to do to my friends?
They entered the Oracle room.
And the punishment is death?
Yes. I can make no other decision. We gave them our trust. They betrayed us.
They acted out of ignorance, Natira.
They said they came in friendship.
Please let them return to the ship.
I cannot.
For me? I've made my decision. I'm staying here, on Yanara. Natira, what they did because they felt they had to.
Please, let them return to the ship. You won't regret it.
How do you think I'd feel if I stayed here with a chance to be happy for the first time in my life, but knowing my friends had died?
Yes. So be it. This I will do for McCoy. For our happiness and future.
You're returning with us.
No, I'm not.
Bones, this isn't a planet, it's a spaceship. On a collision course with Darren 5.
I'm on a kind of a collision course myself, Joe.
Dr. McCoy, I order you to return with us.
And I refuse.
Bones, if we can't correct the course of this ship, we'll have to blast it out of space.
I intend to stay on this ship with these people, whatever happens.
Your decision is most illogical, Doctor.
Is it, Mr. Spock? Is it really? The Terra's asked me to stay, and I'm staying.
As her husband?
Yes. Is that too much to ask, Jim?
Kirk to Enterprise.
Scott here, Captain.
We're beaming over. Lock in on our signal.
Aye, Captain.
Then transport Mr. Spock and myself immediately.
But, Captain, what about Dr. McCoy?
He's staying, Scotty. Kirk out.
To become one of the people of Yonada, the instrument of obedience must be made part of your flesh. Do you now give your consent?
I do.
Proceed.
Say now, because once done, it is done.
Let it be done.
You are now one with my people. May I give you the love you want and make the time you have beautiful.
We are now of one mind.
One heart.
One life.
It is done. O most wise, our living link with the creators.
Teach him then what he must know as one of the people.
Book of the people, to be opened and read when we reach the new world of the promise. It was given by the creators.
Do the people know the contents of their book?
Only that it tells of our world here, and why soon, one day, we must leave it for the new world.
Has the reason that the people must leave here been revealed to you?
No, it has not.
Don't you long to know its secrets?
No. It is enough for me to know that we shall understand all when we reach our home.
Captain's log, stardate 5476.4. We are on a parallel course with Yonada. It is still on a collision course with Darren 5. Our failure to correct its course and the critical nature of Dr. McCoy's illness made the extraordinary event of contact with Starfleet Command imperative.
Captain Kirk, I sympathize with your wish to stay. But I hope you recognize the necessity that you continue your mission at once.
That is the problem, sir.
Perhaps I haven't made myself clear. Let me restate it. You have been relieved of all responsibility for the asteroid ship Yonada. Starfleet Command will take care of the situation.
I believe it is
time to move on.
Yes, those are the orders.
Captain Kirk, bridge to Captain Kirk.
Kirk here.
An urgent call from Dr. McCoy, sir.
Put him on.
Jim!
Yes, Bond?
We may be able to get these people back on course.
You've located the controls?
No, but I've seen the book that contains all the knowledge of the creators. And if you... if you can get to it... Spot. Take out the information.
Where is it? Bones, are you all right?
Bones, answer me. Bones, what is it? Bones, what is it?
You are killers of your friend. I will have you put to death.
Help him.
Until you are dead, he will think of you and disobey. I will see you die.
Come on, take care of McCoy.
Of our people. You've released him from his vow of obedience.
We have freed him from the cruelty of your oracle. Bones. Oh. Bones. You said something about a book. Where is it?
They must not know.
The Oracle Room.
You will never see the book. It is sacrilege. Stop!
Listen to me. You must listen to what I have to say.
Give me one moment to speak to you. One moment. Natira, if you don't believe what I'm about to tell you, you can call the guards. We'll accept any punishment you decree.
What do you wish to say?
You must believe that what I'm about to tell you is the truth.
Your truth? Of your world?
Yes, my world and your world of Yonada.
You do not obey the law of the creators. How can you understand my world?
I understand, Natera. 10,000 years ago, a sun was dying, and with it, its world. It's the world you see on the plaque in the room of the Oracle.
That is the world of which Yonada is a part.
No. It is the world of your ancestors, your creators. It no longer exists.
You are mad.
No, I'm not. Now listen to me. Hear me out. When your ancestors discovered that their world was dying, they built a great ship and chose their best people. They wished for their race to survive. They sent the ship out into space.
You wish me to believe that Yonada is a ship?
Yes.
But we have a sun. It did not die. And at night I see the stars.
No. You are living inside a hollow ball. Your ancestors created it to take you on a journey to a promised new planet.
Why should the truth wait for you to come to Yonada?
Because a flaw developed in the controls. And unless we correct it, Yonada will kill millions of people and destroy a world it doesn't even know.
Why should the truth be kept from us? Why should the creators keep us in darkness? No. No. You do not speak the truth. I believe only the Oracle. I believe.
Let us remove the instrument of obedience the way we did for McCoy. You think she understood me?
Understood something. There are no guards to detain us.
You have listened to the words of the non-believers.
Yes, I have listened.
That was the first transgression. You felt the pain of warning?
Yes, I did.
Why did you listen further?
They said they spoke the truth.
Their truth.
Is truth not truth for all?
The truth of Yonada is your truth. There can be no other for you. Repent your disobedience.
I must know the truth of the world. Friends have told me of your world.
They spoke the truth.
I believe you. I believe the creators kept us in darkness. There's nothing I can do. I believe with you, husband.
Is she all right?
She will be. I'll stay here with her. The book is in the monolith.
It is sacrilege to the temple.
We do this for the survival of the people of Yonada.
You are not believers. You are forbidden to gaze at the book.
We mean no desecration to the faith of Yonada. We must consult the book to help you.
It is blasphemy. You are forbidden. The punishment is death.
And rising.
McCoy, how do you open this thing?
Temperature 115 degrees. Press the three lower planets on the left-hand side simultaneously. 120 degrees.
Yeah, the plan must be in there. Is it indexed?
Yes, it is.
Hurry, Spock.
Refers to the altar. Apply pressure to the center until it opens.
The heating elements.
We'll be all right here now, Jim. The Oracle can no longer punish us.
Your friends have prevented it?
Yes.
And will they send this ship again to the land the creators intended?
Yes.
That is good.
Active and functional, not too different from the Enterprise.
There seems to be a weakness in one of the eight tubes.
Enough to turn it off course?
Yes. Let me check that engine.
very simple problem, easy to correct.
Then come.
No.
Don't be afraid.
I do not fear the punishment of disobedience.
Well, then come. We must hurry to join...
No. I cannot go with you. It is not fear. I understand the great purpose of the creators. I shall honor it.
You intend to stay here, on Yanara?
I shall stay willingly. And because that is what I must do.
Then I won't leave you.
Will McCoy stay here to die? No. McCoy will not let go of life in the fullness of years.
Now more than ever, I wish to search through the universe to find a cure for myself and all others like me. And I want you to be with me.
This is my universe. You came here with a great mission to save my people. Shall I abandon them? Perhaps one day, if it is permitted, you will find Yanara again.
I believe we can attempt the course correction, Captain.
Good.
Going back to mark headings.
Guidance controls taking over. I believe we can allow the ship to go back to its automatic control.
Steadying on course marked in red.
Captain, intelligence files, their banks, contain the total knowledge of the Fabrini, ready for the people to consult when they arrive at their destination. And they seem to have amassed a great deal of medical knowledge.
Doctor, the white corpuscle count is back to normal.
Oh.
Your hemoglobin count is back to normal, Doctor, which indicates that the flow of oxygen to each cell of your body is back up to its abundantly energetic level.
Thank you, Mr. Spock, for bringing back the knowledge of the Fabrini.
Dr. McCoy, the Fabrini descendants are scheduled to debark on their promised planet in approximately 390 days. I think that we could manage to be in that vicinity at that time, if you wanted to thank the Fabrini personally.